It's not for lack of trying. There are dozens of get-out-the-vote groups in Texas trying to cultivate the Hispanic vote. People are block-walking, making phone calls, mailing out voter reminders, all in an effort to get more people to the polls.
So we're not selling and we're not converting. That's the first thing we say. We're not selling and we're not converting.
Minerva Camarena-Skeith is with Austin Interfaith. She says campaigning for one candidate over another also doesn't help get your foot in the door, which is why Austin Interfaith works with a network of organizations in an effort to push for social changes like a living wage, affordable health care, and affordable housing. She recalls one time canvassing door-to-door on those issues.
It was just so moving to me to have that kind of experience of somebody who the first interaction with her was no, and not only no, but that's the way I like my life to be. And realize that the issues were relevant to her, and because the issues were relevant, then voting mattered.
Danielle Yanez agrees that pushing ideas and not political parties gets the best results. But when he goes door-to-door with the East Austin Voter Mobilization Initiative, he tends to be a little more blunt.
Okay, you lived here most of your life. How does East Austin compare to when you go to West Austin? And they go, well, it's no comparison. Right, because you're not voting. And then they go, oh.
Yanez says that message is easier to deliver if the messenger is someone from the community, someone people have seen on a daily or weekly basis. Yanez has been working to cultivate that sense of community in his outreach efforts.
I can tell you that our phone bankers and our canvassers are third and fourth time people. And I get very emotional because it's been a long time coming to get a handful of people who are so dedicated, and they become very effective. You know, I sometimes look around and I think, a few people have screwed up the world. A few people can really fix it.
The East Austin Voter Mobilization Initiative has only been working to turn out the vote in three East Austin precincts. The goal being start small, but create an incremental increase in voter turnout each election. He says the 2008 presidential election, when Texas Hispanics were targeted in the heated primary between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, provided his group with a great base to build on in 2010.
A lot of those new voters are young voters. So we went back and said, you got in, stay in. And that's the message. You got turned on to the political process, stay in it.
In an effort to excite and entice young voters, Yanez planned a party for the day a Travis County mobile early voting site would be in the heart of East Austin at the Southwest Key Programs Building.
I make no predictions. I just, you know, work in earnest, and all you can do is lead a horse to water, you know. And if they drink it, great. And that's what we're hoping.
George Sementhaus was led to the center. He dashed into the building in between bursts of rain Saturday morning, coming out minutes later with an I voted sticker.
Yeah, my mom actually was the one that told me to come vote. Yeah, she's going to come later on, come vote too.
Sementhaus said this wasn't the first time he was eligible to vote, but it was the first time he registered and came to the polls.
Yeah, I'm glad I did it. I'm going to come do it next year too.
As he walked away, he said he was going to tell more people to come. The Southwest Key mobile voting site was open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday. 17 people voted. But that's just a one-day snapshot. Voter outreach groups won't know how well they did or didn't do until final voting rosters are released after the election. Yanez keeps a positive attitude about it all, saying, hey, that's 17 people who might not have voted without his push. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.